We are live tonight. We're going to be doing some readings. I'll play the intro while people are starting to come on, and then we'll be here.
Yeah.
This week in the Fox Den with Gina B and Mama D, we have intuitive oracle card readings. Me, Gina B, my beautiful co-host, Mama D, and joining us is the lovely Mary Jane. We will be pulling one or more oracle cards for each of you. Watch on our YouTube channel, The Fox Den with Gina B and Mama D. Watch Darlene's YouTube channel, Mama D, Angel Meadows. And hey, subscribe to both of those while you're there. You can also watch on Facebook, my personal Gina Bankston page, and occasionally we will go live on Mama D's Twitch, and we are also working on adding Instagram to the mix. Just put your questions in our chat, and we'll see what the cards have to say for you. See you there.
See you here.
Here now.
Hi, June. Okay. How you doing? So, it's been a minute, guys, that we've done this.
That it has.
And I have a new deck, everybody. Right, this is an 80 card deck. Okay, what it is career and life oracle deck. So this is all about work and things like that. So I have a work deck. I will be saying that numerous times. So I've got work, I've got love, and then everything else. So put your questions in our chats, and we'll all pull one or more oracle cards for you, and then we'll see what they have to say, right?
Exactly. And if you want a sparkly card, Rebel Deck, where you get to see me swear and cringe, then you just tell me Rebel, please.
Where's my swear jar? Where is it?
You're gonna need a bigger one soon.
She's got a thimble. I swear, Jeff, I got a freaking jug I can't even take out the hallway.
that's okay. I saw on the news, Canadian news, I saw this guy, I'm not sure where he was, but he had collected pennies all of his life. And you know the big 18-gallon jugs for the water coolers?
Yep.
Ended up with, I think it was in the 40s, if not more, of these jugs filled with pennies, and he brought them to the bank, and the bank counted it, and he thought he would be able to pay off his house loan and all this thing. He only ended up with like $4,000. It's like, it'll be not my swear jar.
Yeah, pennies don't cut it. You know, like when you go to the casinos and you hit big on a penny machine, it's not that much. Hi, Debbie. We're doing cards. If you want something, if you want a specific question, I even have brandy new career cards now, and Mama D's got new cards coming to her. I got them, and they're somewhere between here and her house in Canada.
Technically, according to Canada Post, they're still in the States. Oh, but Canada Post, USPS, they're like cousins that don't get along. They're related-ish, but and Debbie said she'll take whatever we all have. They're related, but sometimes they just don't get along. You know, like that Christmas dinner where you're like, I don't want to sit next to them.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay.
You said, you know, this is my goal.
We also have, we had on Teresa Chung.
Not yours.
Her deck.
Yeah, I didn't order them yet because you got them, but I'm going to eventually here.
Dream ritual cards. So I will pull one of these, and then I think I'm going to have to pull something else that goes with one of these for you. So just general, nothing's going on, nothing you want to know about. So we'll see. What does it have to say? All right. Nourish. Okay. So it's Nourish. It's this little home inside an apple. Okay.
Ooh,
to me, that's whatever is very near and dear to you. Just, hi, Christina, how's Charger? You know, you need to just tend to your home, tend to yourself, tend to what's closest to you. I'm going to let Mama and Mary Jane go on with that. I might pull another one to go with that right now.
Go for it, Mary Jane.
Awaken.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't ready yet. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, good. Is he walking? Like, I didn't get to see. You said you were going to post a video. I didn't get to see it. So I'm really, she's got the skunk, and the skunk all of a sudden he had this like issue and he couldn't walk. So I'm like, you're so cute. He's a little baby boy. Oh my God, ever. Oh,
replenish.
Okay. So replenish and nourish. All right. Those are two perfectly.
Yep. It's natural to like, you know, not be 100% on all the time. You just got to take care of your energies and recharge.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, I can't remember the name of this deck. I'll figure it out. But this one here, okay.
The temple. Home.
Okay, and home. And it says, I no longer search outside of myself for home. Home is always, so many people are like, hola, John. So many people are like, oh, man, I got to do this. I got to have this. I got to do this. Nothing is going to make you happy except for what's inside of you and what you refill yourself with. So replenish. Mary Jane's card.
Yep. Deep nourish.
House the loves. So everything for you has to, it's all about the home. It's all about what's going on inside.
Okay. I'm going to put this up here. All right, so check my reels later after he takes a few steps at a time. Much more frequent. Yay.
No one here. Follow you, Christina.
Better. That's better. Oh, my God. Hey, Marion. How you doing, honey bunny? Hey. I'm coming to Massachusetts, so I want to maybe see if I can maybe we could do that, Mary Jane. Maybe we could, me and you could go see Marion and check out, you know, what's happening at the...
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
And Gardner at the mansion, you know.
There's no place.
You know, and so all the, you know, I think all our cards are in, you know, synchronicity here. So that's a good start. So who wants a card and what?
So are the next one that asked for a card was Marion.
Oh, she did. Oh, okay. Joni is coming in April. Oh,
well, yeah.
Back up in April.
I was going to try to make that.
I'm from up there. I'm in from Massachusetts, Christine, originally. All right. So this is Marion.
Yep.
All right. I do a moon card for Marion. See now I can relax and I can speak my own language when I do a show like this. When we have other people on, I have to say my R's and I would be saying, pulling my cards. But, you know, since it's just us, I can pull a card.
You can pull a card anytime.
Pull a card. All right. Work through your fears, Marion. New moon in Scorpio. So I don't know what you would be afraid of, Marion.
I don't always know what everybody's dealing with. So.
All right, so, okay. All right, so you might be a little hesitant about something right now. I don't know if you're trying something new, trying something different. And then, you know, sometimes we go like, oh, I'm going to do this, but yeah, I don't know. I would say just... go for it. There's a purpose for it. All right. So it says a wonky time clock. So there's no set time limit on this either. But I would just say whatever it is that you're thinking of doing, go for it. Just try to do it no matter what. And I hope that means something. Hi guys. That's coming in right now. Well, you know, these will make more sense when these guys pull cards. Hi, Carmen. Hi, everybody. Hi, Tim.
I got cleanse for you.
Oh, okay.
And it says on the bottom, your body, mind, and soul are urging you to take time out for some much needed cleansing. Just as you would wash your car, clean the house, or tidy your office, your body also needs care and attention. It's time for some spiritual, emotional, and physical cleansing. So maybe getting back to a rebalance, getting outside now that the weather's getting a little nicer. Sorry, my mirrors. My light's messing it up.
Shiny cards.
Yeah, they're super shiny.
I like that picture.
Just need to get back to you and take your water more. You can see the water there. Take a long bath.
Before we started the show, Gina and I were having a conversation about decks when she got a new deck, and I said, you have to go with your intuition. And sometimes a card, it's something that you see that draws your attention first. So if you remember just a couple of minutes ago, I drew the temple, the home card, right? Well, and I shuffled. I got the same card. But this time, instead of my eyes focusing on the words, it focused on, oh, Bob's in the house. I noticed the stars. So there's a lot going on around you. There's a lot of shiny things going on around you, which needs you to focus on things that are not as shiny, because the shiny doesn't always mean exactly what it shows. So pay attention to what's going on around you and be very careful and very, very, what's the word I keep coming with, discerning on what's going on. Oh, look, it's Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Bob. But be very discerning about what's going on around you.
All right, Marion, just let me know if any of this made sense to you, if anything is going on or whatever. And and we'll talk about maybe popping in next week to see you at some point, next week into the week after.
There you go. So next is...
All right, and I have work cards, two people. So if you have any questions about work-related, you know, your employment, that kind of stuff, I have a brand new deck on that as well as relationship cards and whatnot.
Marion says, yes, it makes sense.
Oh, good. Okay.
You're up next.
All right. So I have for Christina, okay, secret temptation, being led astray. All right. So, and look at the fierceness in those eyes. Okay. So I don't know what you have secret that you want to do. This card is saying be leery, okay, because you're being led astray from the path that you should be on. So if someone is tempting you and luring you and your gut is saying, I don't know, this card would be saying probably not the best time to be doing that right now. And when these guys pull a card, maybe it will make more sense. And then I'm going to actually pull another one too while they're doing that to see if I can pull more information out of what that's about. Oh, look at the same type of
intuitive nudges. So you got to start listening to what you're feeling. Like it's your intuition speaking to you. It's not just something to ignore.
Yep. What did I say? Right.
Your intuition. It says intuition is the language of your soul. We are all born aware with a profound sense of inner knowing. Intuition is one of the greatest gifts we possess, which keeps us connected to our higher selves, the universe, and our divine spirit. So whatever Gina is speaking on, make sure that you're using your intuition for your higher good.
Yeah. And I did another one too, and stag spirit and leadership. So it's someone that's in a power position somewhat, trying to lead you. Stay ground, trust your gut, do what you feel is right. Mama, what do you have to say?
I was just creating a banner so we wouldn't have to keep repeating ourselves. So we're doing card readings, people. You can ask for a general reading, or you can ask for a specific question. Gina has an amazing new deck of something to do with your job. So if you have anything with that. Hola, David, how's it going?
Hey, long time no see, dude. You made the show.
Yep. All right. So this is Christina. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see if I can hold this one up. It's not going to get a bit closer. And if anybody wants a copy of the cards, just sort of let us know and we'll figure out how to get it. Thanks, Ms. O'Dell. Okay. So it says... Maya, the universal midwife, birth. I birth fruitful and sacred assignments. Okay, so I have to read what's on the card, but it doesn't always have to deal with what I'm saying. So you've got a lot going on around you, but there's something specific new that's coming up. So pay attention to that. And if... Mm, to hold it close. Don't let everybody know what's going on. But yes, definitely there's something very important that you're giving birth to, something that's on your mind that you wanted to go for it and do it.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Me and Mary Jane's cards were very similar. Mama's was kind of a little off. All right, so off of what ours were saying. So what mine and Mary Jane's are saying is the person that's trying to lead you astray, that's trying to get you to follow them because they're a leader, don't do that. Trust your gut. Do what Mama's saying, and you have something that you want to do and you want to give birth to, then do that. You know, so trust you and your power. You can do this. You can do anything.
Yes. Oh. Okay. So yeah. Next, it's Colette.
Okay, Colette. Mm-hmm. Do what I want. I'm pulling one from the love deck for you, Colette, because I know you always have things going on with your husband. Okay. Well, patience. I know you don't want to hear that, but just a few more months, good things come to those who wait. Okay. So that's one. What else we got? Living light energy, see the beauty in life. Okay. You see the tree here? It's like the tree of life. That's very highly illuminated. Okay. This is going to give birth to a new thing. Patience. I know you go through so much and you do so much and you've been doing so much for your husband and you always come last, but this is saying that the patience, just please, please, please have the patience, go through it, do the things that you need to do. And this living light energy that is going to give you the energy to get through it, and after it, seeing the beauty in life. Okay, when it's done, when it's all said and done, you will be rewarded. Okay, that's what these two cards are telling me. Mary Jane?
I was trying to pull a second one because this one, I've been shuffling the whole time that we were talking, and she got cleansed as well.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one for her.
That works.
Same as Marianne. So you really have to take some time for yourself. I don't know what's happening, but you got to reconnect with yourself. Go outside, take the long baths. Don't feel guilty doing it. It's okay to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take the bath put some crystals, okay, in your bath water with it. Yeah, you need the energy. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's that tree of life energy, that white light energy. You need to replenish that energy in you because you drain it all the time and you're not replenishing it because you're just doing so much for, you know, for him. And you can't remember. You got to remember there's two of you in a relationship, you know. So yeah. You need to feed you too.
And you can't fill his cup unless you're filling your cup first.
100%.
Okay. So mine is, it kind of works well with everybody else's, a tidy house. It's clarity and organization. So, like Gina said, and you got to stop. You're running around so much that it's not house as in the actual building. It's house as you, your body, your mind. You're going on. You're kind of like all out there with everything else that's going on. But it's time for you to tidy up your house, to work on cleaning up your issues. And that means, like Mary Jane said, you need to focus on you. You need to cleanse. You need to get things in order. Because, again, you can't fill his cup unless yours is full. And if you just keep running around for everybody else, and I know that's what we do as wives and as mothers, but you need to focus on you for a little bit, because without you, ain't nothing else going to work.
Mm. Jim, that's so true. Girl. That's true for all of us. You know, that's good advice all around. You really need it. This is what the cards are telling you. But for all of us, you know, like I think I had a bad day. Mama wasn't having a great day. Jane wasn't having a great day. I don't know. It feels like it's Mercury in retrograde, but it's not yet. Right. But it's what it feels like. It's just been like, oh my God, you know, not one more thing. All right. Just please, mm-hmm. not one more thing. But, and we do So when those things come at us, we, if we're not strong enough and we're like, oh, dog dead tired, you know, then it's going to affect us even more. Yeah. So,
and you can't fight off the negative energy if you're tired and there's too much going on around you that's not focusing on you.
Mm-hmm. All
right, so who's next? We have Isabel.
Isabel?
She said she's starting to. Yes, I have to go.
Oh, good, good. Love you, Colette. Okay. Who's Odell? Okay, so I'm getting the unicorn and purity. Okay. And then birth, a creation, potential. Okay. All right. This was the first card. All right. So it's a unicorn and it says purity. Okay. The second card is birth of creation and potential growth. So are you starting something new too? Okay, because this means it's like a brand new idea. It's a very pure idea. And this is the birth and the creation of it. You have such illuminated energy around that. So it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It's just something that you're thinking of doing. It would be a pure of thought thing. So unique to you. You've got the energy behind you to, you know, go forth and give it some life, you know. I think a new start is coming, right? It's like another thing. So this is all new things. And that's a new moon too, right? So you see that? A new moon, new start. Okay. This is all potential great news for a new beginning of adventure, or a job, or a relationship. I mean, I could pull a job card if you're expecting to do a new job, but you know, I'm gonna let these guys bring it in some more. But that's what I'm getting.
Got the animal kingdom for you. So I don't know if you work with animals or have a special pull with them. The card itself says, "Animals of all types are extraordinary creatures and miraculous gifts to us. They've been our spiritual companions since the dawn of time. And at this moment, they have lessons to share with you that will open up your heart and soul. So they want you to put more play in your life. If you notice an animal that isn't normally around you, coming around, figure out what that trait is that you need to work on. And
you're retired. Is there a project around the house that you want to start doing? That too could be spirit guides. Just a lot of animal spirit guides, you know.
Asking you to play. It's asking you to live your life to the fullest. So it wants you to do less of the working and more of the playing.
All right. But I mean, it could be, you know, starting a book club. I mean, it could be, it's anything. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be anything massive. It's just, if you're thinking of doing something different, you know, it's a pure thought. It's like just a thought comes into your head. Oh, hey, I want to join a book club. Oh, hey, I want to go, you know, here with the girls or there with the, you know what I mean? Like something along those lines, not major. Okay. But just everything is saying, you know, it's a new start. It's a new thing. And it's a new, something new.
Yeah. Okay. I got Electra, the shining star glow. I no longer dim my light. I shine bright for all to see. And if I'm correct and I know who this person is, as far as I know, you never dimmed your light. You may not have shone it as brightly as you should have, but this is the time for you to shine the glowworm shine. There's things that you're amazing at that you kind of keep to yourself.
Yeah. See, there's always something percolating in her head. All right, well, do it then. Just do it. Just do it, because this is all the start of something new. Like I said, we just have the girls come over every Friday. Or have the girls come over every Thursday and watch the Fox then.
There you go.
There you go.
Look, Delicious is in the chat room.
Chris, baby, what's cakes. That? We're pulling some cards.
It's your Pookie and my Pookalicious.
Yep. Yeah. He just did a nice interview. He just posted, go on his page and check it out. He did an interview out in Staten Island.
Oh, nice. And if anybody is looking for a reading, he's excellent. Yeah. He helped me out a lot a few years ago. So highly recommend him.
Highly. Me too. Mama too. Yeah. Yep. No doubt about it. And hi, Susanna.
Hi, Susanna.
Is everybody doing?
Right now, that's the amount of people that... Ooh, what's up, Bob? Bob's hiding in the background. He still hasn't brought me a gift. He said he's going to get it next time.
Oh, he said thank you. Aw. Boogie, you want a card?
Any card. Any card. Hey,
do you want... I got a new deck. I got a new... Look at the size of this deck. 80 cards. 80 cards about work and stuff, but it's really kind of cool too. It can be,
yeah, it's pretty spot on,
you know. But.
Oh, geez.
Star power. There you go, Pook.
There we go.
Star power. You need engaging work that will let your talent shine. You are a natural actor and influencer, and you attract fame and fortune. Bingo. So this is how the cards work, bumpkins. All right, perfect.
While we're drawing cards for Chris, I also have a question for Chris. Chris, what do you think of the how things are going with Gina? The amount that she's growing in her intuition.
Don't be gone.
Sorry, dog. There you go. Okay, Mary Jane, do you have a card for Chris?
No, you put me on the spot and make me nervous.
Oh, come on.
Come on, just shuffle. Okay, I'll give you what I can do.
It's my baby brother.
Net caster, preparations come to fruition. So what you throw out, the nets, come back here. The nets that you're throwing out, everything's got, well, we know this with you. Yeah, she's grown so much.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you put your mind to, that you put your hand to, comes to fruition. It may not go instantly, but with you, it pretty much is. But there's something that you're ruminating, shall we say, and it's gonna go so far.
Yeah, he's always something going on.
Yeah, always. Exactly.
Whatever he touches is gold.
Receive.
Mm-hmm.
And the card says you are a kind and loving soul who constantly reaches out and gives to others. But now it's time for you to learn how to graciously receive. Just as with the ebb and flow of the tides, the art of giving and receiving is the natural law and order of the universe. So it wants you to start receiving some of that stuff back. Everything you've given out, you need to start taking a little bit of that back.
Yeah. If you guys don't know Chris George, he will give you the shirt off his back. But don't disrespect him ever.
Yeah, I know. Too many people that love him.
He doesn't deserve it, you know, because he's that giving. He does so much for everybody. He did so much for me. I wouldn't be on the radio if it wasn't for Chris. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Chris. You know?
Everybody starts somewhere, and Chris brought you forward for the rest of us to continue on with. Thank you.
Yep. So does anybody else want a card? We can do love, and we can do a rebel card. The crazy swearing type of cards.
I'm surprised you didn't do that one for Chris.
To pull. Yes, you are. You are my baby brother. In my life forever. Can't get rid of me no matter you. Whatever. You can't try. You can't even try. It's not happening.
I don't think he even wants to.
Like Mama D.
You don't get...
Oh, Monica, we can pull a card for Monica. Okay. Do you want anything in particular, Monica? Do you need love advice, work advice, home advice, anything like that? Do you want to put in any specific question, or can it be just a general? And Susanna would love one too.
Yeah, Susanna, you're up next.
So, Monica, is there any specific questions?
Again, we do general questions, general draws, or if you have a specific question, we're willing to do
that.
All
right.
For Monica, it's work.
Right. I love this new deck. I truly do. When I opened it, I figured, you know, the box, I'm going, oh,
it's not difficult. Work or general? It's not difficult.
And I look at the cards. I mean, there's just this much. So many cards. Okay. Work is flexibility. All right. This is... Okay, that is, looks like, what the hell is that? It kind of looks like, it's a bat. It's a bat hanging upside down. Okay, you'll need to be, nope, one second. You'll need to see in the dark to maneuver the coming changes. While it seems extreme, just hang in there. This too shall pass. Okay. Okay. It's a bat hanging in there is what it is. Remember those things? Friday, hang in there. It's Friday, right? One of those things. But where it says this too shall pass, that means what the job that you're in right now, you might, yeah, exactly, ugh. You might need to be more forgiving, even if you don't want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like the flexibility, I hate that word too. I don't want to be flexible. I want to run the show, and that's the way it is. But
she does.
But yeah. Yeah, this is like a beware card type thing. Be careful. And it says right there, while it seems extreme, okay, but really just kind of take the heed, okay, but this too shall pass. So whatever this that you're going to be encountering or are encountering, just kind of go with the flow a little bit, right? Watch what's going on around. Don't speak too soon. You know what I mean? That type of thing. I want to see what the other cards have to say that will go with it. So hang in there, Monica. You got more stuff coming.
So the one that jumped out for her was to have fun.
Yeah.
So, and you can see like her inner child is there, and it wants you to go back to whatever made you pure joy then. And it says, stop. When was the last time you had fun? When was the last time you took a chance and did something silly, something totally unlike you, something just for the joy of it? It's long overdue for you to let go of your analytical mind and give yourself and your soul permission to have fun. Go dancing, sing, do something that you've always wanted to do that you think would be karaoke. Fun. Try it. Karaoke. but just do it. Don't overthink it. Just go and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Get your mind off of work.
Yes. Yes, Nancy, we'll put you on the list. Okay. So didn't do this on purpose, but okay. So the card that I drew, and then I got a rebel deck card, so hopefully that's okay. All right, so it's the wall. There's obstacles in your way, but if you'll notice, there's so much light ahead. There's light ahead that you have no worries about getting through it and getting over it. But here's my thing. The rebel deck says you are going through some tough shit, and on the other side it says everyone has their turn. Welcome to yours. Gather your tired ass up and handle it. So there's shit going on around you. You're going to be hitting walls. You're going to be hitting barriers, but you'll get through it. Just bite the bullet and you'll be good.
Yeah, I think you've got the strength to do this. It's just that, you know, again, it's that hanging there and this too shall pass is the thing, which is so hard. It's so hard to do, you know, especially when you're this strong personality and you know you're doing the right thing and you know it's the right thing. And then you got to bend because of other people's whims and wishes and things or rules and regulations or whatever it is. Doesn't matter. But patience. Just have some patience.
I'll be right back. Okay. Unless we're going to call our doctor. I don't think so. She's escaping. Okay.
Okay, so who's okay. Next, Mama?
Next is Susanna Harlow. Love that name, by the way.
Hey,
Susanna. She almost sold all of her books on Amazon. There. Did you see her post?
Yep.
Excuse me? Whose books?
Susanna.
The Tea Witch Grimoire.
Generosity. I have generosity, but she is very generous with everything that she does and herself and her time. I'm going to pull also request. Okay. This is an egg. This is a giving. This is an egg and a timer. Right? So there's a timer. Brew some tea, sit down and relax. There's your timer. But you are a very generous spirit. You might want to take that tea and go sit under the maple tree and see. Okay, hold on. Okay, clear and activate and create sacred space. So that's what you need to do. All right, so all those three things together. Oof, outside, though. So sit by that big maple tree with some tea. Clear and activate yourself. So you're just such a... generous, kind, loving, giving spirit.
Mm-hmm. So the card that jumped out for Susanna was be proud. I'll figure out here. Be proud, and there's all the peacock feathers all around. And it says, it's time to celebrate all that you've achieved, all that you are, and all that you will become. Every once in a while, it's important to stop and acknowledge what you've achieved and to be proud. And that it's okay to be proud. You've worked hard to get here, and all of the challenges, you've gotten over them. You've just pushed through. And so to take a moment and say you did it. Say you're proud of yourself.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Pretty true. Okay. So we have considered, Gina was just talking about a maple tree. This one is the wailing tree. But what gets me is, if you'll notice, the colors are a maple tree. Well, fall in Canada is lovely maples. There we go. It's the wailing tree. It's about reconciliations. And this is not always about reconciling with other people. It's reconciling things within yourself. So use that to go for that tea under the tree and reconcile things that are going on in your life that you need to take care of for yourself.
I like that. Yeah, take a little you time.
Otherwise, Gina will come down and kick some booty. I'm not sure what you are, but it might be down or up. Okay.
I think it's sideways.
Please always give us some feedback, guys, if this makes any sense to you. If it has no sense whatsoever, we'll take that. Just let us know what's going on.
Yeah. And sometimes too, if a card doesn't make sense now, it might later. You know, exactly. Like when you go see a psychic and they're saying, hey, there's someone standing there that's got blonde hair that's calling you an angel, you know, and you're going, and then, you know, a week later you think, oh my God, that was so-and-so and I should have talked to that, you know?
Yeah.
It might make sense a little bit later.
Exactly.
Are we?
Susanna says, thank you so much. These truly resonate. I will have to have that tea party now.
Awesome. Good girl. Love you.
David says, I'm working on a friend's old petrol blower at the moment. So long as it's not a snow blower, we're okay. He was going to throw it out, but thought I'd fix it. A new spark plug, no sparks. Do you think I'm going to fix it?
Okay, hold on. Okay, the first card I picked was money matters. All right, money matters a lot now. Watch your expenses and save up for the future. You'll need to be prepared for the unexpected. So the last line is what caught my eye. Prepared for the unexpected. It's going to cost a few bucks, but I think you can fix it. So it's going to be a few parts you weren't thinking of. Bob, tell them parts. Like, what was that thing? What was that thing with the wheel? With the cog and the wheel and then with the chip wheel and it won't start because it won't spin or whatever. I'm seeing the wheel.
Now you're going to go there.
Okay. There's a chip something.
I would like to use my card for Gina.
Oh, that's awesome. Huh?
What?
Mr. Christopher would like us to draw a card for you.
Oh.
Can I use a Rebel Day card for Gina?
Yes. But after you guys pull for David.
Yes, most definitely.
Oh, spare parts in the shed.
I apologize ahead of time.
Yeah.
They're not always all perfect. But I don't like to not give you the card that you're supposed to have. So self-sabotage. It's wanting you to start believing in yourself.
Thank you.
So others will start believing in you. It says when you learn to get out of your own way, there will be no stopping you. Most of the time, it's not others who prevent you from achieving your true goals. It's that inner voice that derails those who carefully woven plans. So again, I'm sorry. I don't like to not give you the not so good.
No, you've got to say what the card is that you pull.
Yeah, David's kind of used to it. He's been hanging around me long enough. He knows that it's not always a shiny pebble moment.
Sunshine, daisies, and lollipops. Divine will.
There's all these flowers on here.
Yeah, but look at the...
Yeah, she's blind to it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have the ancient grandmother teacher. I am the teacher that leads with self-knowledge. That's something that you do, David. I don't know some of these cards may not relate to actually fixing that blower.
Oh, no, that's self-knowledge. He knows what he's doing. He's going to look for parts. He knows what he's looking but for. No, that's
for good. Me, I see you as you need to share the knowledge because this man's got so much going on in that brain. There's so much knowledge, so many different things that he touches on. And I just, as watching him throughout the time that I've known him, there's a lot of things that you know. And maybe it's time for you to start sharing that knowledge. If you aren't already, pick up that pace. But if you aren't, get to it, dude.
Yeah. And talk to Bob there. He's a mechanic. He fixes all his stuff all the time.
All right. So next, hang on a second. I'll tell you who's next. Next is Nancy Russell. Oops.
Nancy. All right. Is there anything in particular, Nancy? Or are we just doing
She says, if you have time. We always have time. We're on for 2 hours. We have tons of time.
That's why we're here. I haven't pulled one of these cards yet, so I'm going to do one of these. Yeah, we had Tarot Destroyer on there, so we had some kind of stalker.
That's okay. Somebody blocked her. And I'm hoping it was banned, and I'm hoping it was Streamier that banned.
I nipped it in the bud. No, I did it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's the auto question? It's actually a
okay, so Nancy, I have passion and pleasure. Savor your life. All right. And it's like dancing around a fire outside. So spend time with your friends. You know, what is your passion? What do you take pleasure in? This is the time to do it. Gather your friends together. Savor life. All right. So, you know, we sit back. I mean, we're getting out of winter. We're getting out of the blues. You know, it's time to start getting outside again. Whether you have people over for a gathering, a picnic, or you go somewhere, there's definitely outside is involved in this. But something that you like to do, and I'm not saying go for it. You know, I don't know if you're a nature person, nature walk person. You know, I'm not saying go camping. I wouldn't do that. But you know, just What is your passion? What is your pleasure? Savor that. This is the time to do that. Family gathering this weekend. Perfect. Okay, there you go. All right, so have fun. You know, don't let anything bother you with it. And just have fun. All right, and then the girls will kind of pull some more for that.
Embrace the moment. And it says, embrace this day, this very moment. Think positively today and repel those negative thoughts. Try not to judge yourself or others. This may be harder than you think. What is actually happening is that you're changing your energy.
Very nice. I like this deck.
Look at that. Yeah, look at that rainbow like that.
Just from around the moon to her hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool. I like that.
And yes, Miss O'Neill, Lisa, we know we're being noticed because we have trolls now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we do a reading show, you know. They were saying.
Yes, Nancy, we are always our own worst critic. I give you that. 100%. Okay. So I went to draw one card and two were stuck together. Now they're not even one after another. So I can't say that. I've used it many times. So I'm going to assume that they needed to be done. Okay, so, the cosmos, ascend. I connect to the oneness and expand my awareness. And the card that was stuck right behind it is the aquamarine star, expression. Express your intuition with self-confidence and love. So, again, like, let me show you. There we go.
Beautiful.
This is a stunning deck. I love this deck.
Mm.
You have so much shiny moments, but not that you sometimes don't trust that shiny moment. Start trusting that shiny moment because it doesn't happen for no reason. Okay. You've got to trust your intuition and go with it. Go with it, girl. There you go.
Okay.
Hello, Bernard.
Is that Richard, the one that's next?
I'm looking up there. I don't move so fast. Nope, we have Crystal Gibbs.
Oh, Crystal. Oh, hi, Crystal. All right.
Richard is next, and then it's Bob Regina.
So I already pulled a card for Richard because I thought that was what was going to be next. Oh, my gosh. Out of all these things. Again, I pulled the living light energy card and see the beauty in life. Yeah, Crystal, you know that you're a talented, gifted girl. I don't know what you've been doing lately, but this is, you know, renew that spark, renew that light, that bright white light that you always beamed out. You know, it's time for you to replenish that, see the beauty in the life that is around you. A lot of times, again, it's like the gloom and doom, the winter gloom and dooms and the things like that set in, and they set in. It's time to brush all that away, brush all the cobwebs away, and get your ass outside. So that is what we need to do. Like, it's a replenishing time. It's a, you know, connect back to nature time, connect back to your power, wherever it is that you want to go to connect that back to that power, or see a person or a place or a thing, then that is what you need to do right now. Mary Jane?
New beginnings. Uh-huh. And you can't really see it, I don't think, but they're holding an acorn and it's transforming into that tree that's glowing over there.
Nice.
What is the square?
Thanks,
Jane. It's like a picture. It's
all right, so it's coming out
gravitating. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Everything in life is constantly vibrating and moving and therefore continuously changing and evolving. Be aware that a new beginning is on the horizon. Have courage and faith, because right now life is trying to nudge you forward and move you in the new direction. Doing nothing is not an option. You're going to have to get rid of things that aren't serving you and make room for the new stuff.
Yep. Okay, so the card I drew, I'm loving this gorgeous face.
Wow.
Okay. This is the Huntress quest. The Pleiadians light my quest to be wild and free. So stop hiding. Again, everything for me is about stop hiding people. You need to be wild and free. Stop covering yourself up. Stop hiding yourself. That light that you shine with, Gina seems to know you well, and she says you're very bright and shiny, and you've got a good light to you. So stop hiding it, girl. Open it up. Be wild and free. And if there's anybody who doesn't like it, y'all can send them our way, and we'll deal with that shit.
She can handle it herself.
Yeah. I always got your back.
But yeah, it's so true. It's so true. Okay, and now is it Richard?
Next one is Richard. Yes, we do.
All right, because when I it was like in the things, I just saw him. I didn't see Crystal. And it says, I hope that made sense for you, though, Crystal. All right, I'll take a card, please. Please keep the dark clouds over my head passing anytime soon. Thanks. This was the card I pulled when I saw that, all right? This says, unknown territory. You are exactly where you need to be. Okay, but look at what's over them. See the white coming down? So it's not dark clouds. Those are like feathers that are coming down. But that could also mean a brighter than dark cloud. Okay, right there. But you're right where you need to be. And then the second card I pulled for you, relax. Okay, so again, this is a thing that's going to take time. The issue that is with the dark cloud that is over you right now is not going to dissipate like this. It's just going to take time. And I think the general rule for tonight is patience, you know? Yeah. So you're going to kind of, you know, it will go away because this too shall pass. You know, they always do. But, you know, patience while in the process. And I'm going to see what the girls have to say about this as well.
Relationships. Now, relationships don't necessarily have to be romantic. They can be the relationship with yourself. They can be relationships with friends, siblings, family. This does say that relationships are just mirror images of your own life, how you feel and treat yourself, as well as how you react and respond to different situations and people around you. Be aware that every relationship is an opportunity for soul growth. So look back at your relationships, good and bad, and take what you can from them and analyze what worked, what didn't, and that will help you heal and move forward.
Perfect.
I love that. Everything is a learning, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise. Everything is a learning moment. Okay, and this one is Eyes of the Eagle, rise above the fray. I think that is stunning. Cool. I'll be staring at people with that one.
So rise above the dark clouds.
Yeah, rise above the darkness. It's not, it's you have the ability to get past this stuff. Trying to keep my words clean. You have that ability, but you're just not, all you're seeing is the dark clouds. So stop focusing on those. Focus on what you know you can do, what you know, even though you kind of like, I'm not sure. Be sure. Because we are, the cards are, the spirit is. Everything focuses for you, to rise above that stuff. I'm putting that nicely. So the next one is actually Bob, but I unfortunately booted him down to the bottom. So this one is for Bob. And actually, Bob wants us to draw cards for Gina. So Gina, you got to draw yourself your own card. And I'm going to draw.
I drew my cards already earlier, and they all made perfect sense to me. So with what's going on in my life. So they were all perfect.
Gina got self-love.
Oh. Oh, I like that.
Now is the time to love, nurture, and heal yourself. Self-love is not simply a state of mind, but mind about feeling good. It's a state of appreciation for yourself that grows and matures from actions you take to support your body, mind, and soul.
Mm, thank you. Thank you.
For me, the storyteller. Intention. I am the narrator of my life. My life. There we go.
Oh, I like that.
There you go. So you...
Where's my
rubber? Stop. That's next, child. Relax. Fine. Not put your knickers in a twist. But you. I'm not even going to go there because then that'll be just too personal. But you rule your own life. Stop letting other people do it. Okay. And
thank you.
Not all that's right. The rebel deck's not all that's right. It says take a shot. Don't take 12, take one, okay, maybe two, but move on. So, like, kick some booty once or twice, and then move it forward. Don't let those people get you down. And we all know where that's going.
Yep.
And Richard says, thanks, ladies. That resonates with me and makes sense. There you
go. I'm glad. Thanks, Bob, for giving me your cards. We can pull a card for you, too, in a minute. Who's next?
Next is Beth O'Brien.
Hi, Beth. Oh, my girl. That's my girl.
She said she's got a lot going on lately.
She does. Okay. All right. Hold on.
It's been a tough couple of weeks.
Okay. I have Water Spirit Manifesting Dreams. Okay. There's an otter down there by the water. What else is in there by the water? Oh, we got an otter. All right. And then I pulled this harmony card. Okay. Now you can see the meditation right there. You know where I'm going. Okay. And this says harmony. It's important for you to have a quiet, peaceful work atmosphere in order for you to thrive. Working at home or for yourself is best. Okay. But that specific saying, but it is important for you to have quiet, okay, so that you can manifest your dreams. I know you, Beth. You spin, and you're just the sweetest person that like walks the earth, and you don't like conflicts, and you don't like any of those types of things. These are your grounding things, okay? These are what you need to pull yourself back to you, get to you, because you are enough. Baby girl, you are enough. You've got this power inside of you. And the answers that you want for what's going on right now, you will find yourself through your harmonizing meditation, preferably by some water.
Yep.
All right, Mary Jane.
Take a moment. You need to have patience. And know that what Gina was saying is like, you know, your inner guidance, you have the wisdom inside you. You need to take a moment and look at that and trust that you have that. The card itself says, stop. Now is not the time to rush into the decision you're about to make. Before this important decision is made, take a moment to pause and quiet your mind so that you can ask your soul for guidance before you act or move forward. And once you do, you'll know the answer. You don't need anybody else to tell you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi, Sandy. And Joan.
All right. So the card I have for you is the Medicine Woman. Heal. I nurture and nourish my mind, body, and soul. So this is what you need to do, child.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You need to.
It kind of looks like you, Beth.
Could you get down, please? Thank you.
Sugar puppy.
Literally, good body.
I don't know where mine is.
Yeah. So that's what this is. You need to focus again. Focus on yourself. Self. You need to heal yourself. You need to fulfill. You need to fill up your cup. And this is aside from patience and focusing on ourselves. This seems to be about the issues for this evening.
It's right.
Focus on you.
And Crystal says we are spot on. Jojo, you said you shared. Did you ask for a card, Jojo?
Yes, she did. She's up next.
Oh, she is? Oh, okay. Because I picked up, and it's so funny because I always draw a moon card. I like a health card about deja vu. Okay, let's see. You're experiencing deja vu? Oh, Beth said, we're amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rich. Okay, you're not going to like it, Jojo, okay? Give it time, okay? Everything in divine timing, let things flow. Okay, mm-hmm. Hold on. And a new start is coming. I got the new moon again. A new start's coming. And I'm going to pull one of my brand new dream cards also, okay, because I'm still trying to get the answer. I'm totally trying to find it. Remember, okay, all right. Remember, again, here's the tree, right? So nature tonight. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't know what you had deja vu about with the help. I don't know if it's about your heart or something here. But you need to remember who you are, where you came from, your strong roots, okay, before all the shit happened, because that's what you need to get all your strength from, okay? You are just a ball of love, okay? And everything about you, and it's just like, you've had some health issues. The deja vu part, this could be a warning for yourself, like a little spark. Like sometimes, you know, even not intuitive people can get intuitive moments, okay? And that's how, like, I'll see things, you know, something will be like a little flash, a little picture, you know, seems like a deja vu moment, but then it comes true, right? But you can also divert it from happening. So if you had a deja vu for health issue, go get checked, you know, nip it in the bud, take something for it, whatever. So, you know, don't take signs in heed, you know what I mean? Like take heed to it and pay attention.
Don't take things lightly.
Yeah, but all things, you know, letting things flow in time, time things, your life is definitely going to get better. Again, it's going to take time to get to that point. But right now, you got to deal with the issue at hand, which is health. And is it your heart? Is it your heart? You dream daydream constantly before it starts. Yes. All right. Hi, Art. Again, long time again. He's the second time in the show. Welcome back. Just let me know what's going on health wise. Because I just got this something in this here region. I don't know if it could be gallbladder. I don't know what it is, but it's something in this here region. So just take care of it. Go get checked. Just go get checked. Chest pain, I breathe, headache, still migraine. Okay. All right. Get yourself checked. Just, you know, not emergency.
Oh, woman.
Get yourself checked. All right. Because I love you. I want you here. All right.
Yeah.
forward movement. I don't know if you can read it.
Beautiful.
It's saying that nothing is staying the same. You're in the middle of a challenging time, but you have to know that within the change, there's a positive energy for you. As soon as you stop being resistant to that change, that's when it'll start happening for you.
Exactly. Okay, so two cards for JoJo because I adore her. So the main one, the most important one, is Unmarked Trail Revelation. So you need to, actually stunning. You need to stop putting shit off. Stop going the same old, same old. Do things that you haven't done before. Go to the doctor. That's something you haven't done before. And if you have, do it again. Okay. And the next one is a rebel deck. It says, you are drained. And it says, a bitch is tired. Say it out loud. Fuck no.
She right here. She said the last time I went, they gaslighted her and said it was anxiety. When you go to someone else because you don't have the intuitive thoughts, you don't have the symptoms if there's nothing going on.
But here's the thing, anxiety is a precursor. Okay. I know many people, she liked that one. I know many people who have anxiety and panic attacks, and it's all in here. It's not just a brain thing, it's all in your chest. It you constrict everything. So if your doctor says, find another doctor. I don't know what it's like in the U.S., but get off, go find another doctor.
She's down in New Orleans now, you know.
Oh, doctor in
so, you know, go to another one. This says storm spirit chaos, right? So be that little storm, you know, be your own advocate. We are our own advocates for our health. But, you know, you're getting these intuitive, deja vu, intuitive things for a reason. They're direct links to your spirit guides that are telling you something's up. Who's next, Mama?
Scott.
How are you doing, Scott?
He's behaving himself because I haven't heard from him lately. Mind you, I'm working too daggone much, so I'm going to torment him like I love doing. But I'll do it tonight. I'm actually going to pull a cuss card for you.
Oh, a cuss card?
Yep.
I want to pull on my new dream deck cards. Commit. All right. Okay. So commit is the first one. What are we committing to? Hold on.
Commit or be committed.
We are committing to something. Oh boy. A new romantic cycle begins. New moon in Libra.
Ooh. Does Helen know about this?
Well, this could be with her, okay? A new romantic cycle. I mean, it's just a cycle. So, you know, commit, okay? So this is a committed thing, all right? And both look at the both moves. Boom, boom, okay? So this is a date night, and this is a date night. Take her out on a date.
I'm going to call Helen up and let her know that you're supposed to take her out on a date.
Yep.
Messenger on Facebook.
Yep. And I'm going to leave it at that and let them bring home what you're going to do on the date because I'm just telling you to go on the date.
You got to stay connected for you.
Oh, see that?
Please.
Mm-hmm. And it says we are all born connected to spirit, often known as the divine source. Yet many of us have a tendency to pull away from that connection as we journey through life in the physical world. Now is an important time to reconnect to source.
Love it. Love it.
So, I'm not saying anything. That card just said everything, and you know where I'm going. Okay, so I've got two cards. So one is Winter's Dream Gestation Period. So you've been hiding, you've been healing, you've been repairing yourself. So it's time to step back into the light. And then, of course,
yes.
Then, of course, we have the cuss show. The cuss card. It says, you look like a shit show. You're a hot mess. Fact. Clean yourself up.
Clean yourself up before you go on the date and do some reconnecting.
Yeah, but that's I need you back. I need you back. I need you back. I need you back. That's all I got to say.
There you go. All that. Yeah. Right, I think Mary Jane's card.
Maybe a shade would be nice.
Yeah, you got to get rid of the winter scruffs, you know.
He's always had that. And by the way, This man has the sexiest Scottish voice
there ever was. Oh my god.
And his wife said, I want to come on to say that. It just doesn't go to his head. That's all. All right. Next, we have Sandy.
Sandy.
Would love a card. Life has been extra stressful and wondering if change is coming. Mm. That's a question that it's automatic. Change will always come. We just got to remember to pay attention to it. So it's probably in little signs that you don't realize. So let's see what the little signs of the cards have to say. Gina's throwing things around now.
Progress. It seems like... Hold on. Need glasses. It seems like a long slog, but your efforts will pay off soon. Stay on course for at least a few more months before making a change. But progress. So, again, patience, patience, patience. Wait a second. Observe. All right. So the other one was observe. All right. Keep your eye on what's going on around you. We got some footsteps in the sand there. It seems like it's going to take a long time. Months. What can you do in the months that you need to wait? Prepare for the change. Do little things that will make where you want to be come to fruition. So little baby steps, right? So that's what I'm like. I'm focusing on, Mama says, focus on the thing on the card. You see the steps in the sand? All right. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what you're focusing on, is the baby steps for the next couple months at least.
Exactly. Because even baby steps are still steps forward.
That's right. Progress, not perfection. All right. And get there.
I got seek for you. And it says, the power of spirit exists in all things. Everything is made of energy, and every single thing in your physical world contains a fragment of spirit, including you. We are all one with spirit and always will be connected to one another. So if you're not getting your answers, you have to go beyond the material, beyond the physical. If somebody's giving you a hard time and you can't understand why, look beyond that and see if there's something else there that they need to tell you.
She said she's been baby stepping
for the past year.
Right. Another one here. It says channel your knowledge. All right. So then the past year has been your prep time. You've got a couple more months of work left to go before you can get where you want to be. So when this says channel your knowledge, all right, this is you pulling your shit together. All right. Because this is going to be it. This is go time, girl. Okay. You've got 2 months to rein it in now. So if you observed everything that's been around you for this year that you've been baby stepping, all right, circle it all in, rein it all in, write it down. If it's too confusing, write it down. Be prepared. Make your move, but in a couple months.
Exactly. And here is the perfect storm, the courage to step into life. So like Gina says, baby steps. Be prepared to step into it. You may have a couple of months left yet to get prepared for what's coming, but that it's going to be the perfect storm. But you just have to make sure that you're ready and able to do into that, take that step, that leap. So in the perfect storm.
Yep, yep, yep.
And Beth says, "Thank you, ladies. All of you are spot on. Much love." Hola, Ki. All right. So that is it for the moment. If anybody else has? Because we've got 12 people in the watching us. And if anybody else hasn't had a reading, hasn't had a card drawn,
let's do one for Bob because he gave. I want to do one of the work cards for Bob because he gave me his card.
Aww.
So, time, right?
That's adorable, love. it's still my sexy legs, but okay. You
can which that. Come true?
Yeah, go.
Okay. You're welcome, Sandy. Hope it makes sense to you. Wish come true. Your wish is being granted, but it may not come in the way you expected. No worries. It's just what you need. I see the blowing of the dandelion in the wind there. You know, you always make a wish that way. So granted, it's just going to be Something that you need other than something that you want.
Yep.
Hi, Anna. How are you? Oh, well, that's this. I had a dream that Bob won a contest, but it was a scam. Okay. Yeah, I'm always worried about Bob doing something. So what do you guys got for Bob?
I got breathe.
Breathe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it says, the breath is the vital bridge between your body and soul. It's the connection between the inside and outside, connecting you to the universe, spirit, and divine source. The breath permeates your entire being with prana, which is the same life-giving force that nourishes everything in the universe. And it wants you to stop your racing thoughts and your anger and anxiety just for a moment, and just try to get clarity that way.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
So, Gina, what have I been calling Bob lately?
Sexy legs.
No, that's his lifetime name. But Mr. President?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here we got a better one. Crown of Games. Right use of power.
Yes. So, yes.
You have the power, Bob, and you always, I'm sure, never abuse power. Except forget about me and my butterflies, but okay for you. But you're in the right place for the power that you wield, because you will be able to do good for those that you're working with. Okay.
Yeah. But don't abuse it.
Don't abuse it. Otherwise I'll have to come all the way down there. Pencil
well, otherwise this will happen. Nothing will come of this situation if you abuse it.
Bob might just say, I'll do it just to see if Mama D will come down. Don't tempt me. I'll win the lottery. I'll get my passport. I'll take my picture off the wall of the board. Yeah. Come down. Y'all, we love you too, Bob.
There he is. Oh, I also pulled a spirit card for you, and it's the coyote. Right? So it says, symbolism is transformation, creation, cunning, and good fortune. Right? So there's the
nice
coyote.
The coyote.
Right. And it says, coyote often embodies the trickster, mischievous but heroic supernatural being that uses magic, cunning, and deception to achieve its ends. Most Native American tribes of the Pacific Northwest claim that the coyote to be their creator. In some legends, the coyote forms different peoples in the land from various sections of a great beaver, which the Indians have slain. The Plains Indians also regard the coyote as a teacher and a magician. In all its roles, the coyote is a benevolent figure who intentionally or unintentionally helps to restore balance and order, which is what he's trying to do down there.
Mm-hmm. That's
Mr.
President. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of cool. Kind of cool.
This one's for Bob. Your past is biting you in the ass. Old patterns are keeping you in your bullshit. Kiss that trash goodbye. Don't let the past muck with your present and your future. Make sure you clean that shit up. And you got just kiss that shit goodbye.
Sorry. Yeah, stuff definitely got to be cleaned up. Yep.
Could you stop?
Just reminded of that today.
Okay, fine. Good.
Yep. So these cards are really good today. So if there's anybody else that needs a card or wants,
I think that
we have time left.
What I've noticed, yeah, we do have. We got about 45 minutes, but we finish early. But what I've noticed about the cards tonight have all been about patience.
Yeah,
and making sure that we focus on ourselves.
Patience.
You're welcome. We got lots of doctors in the house. We got to focus on, we have to deal with the patience that we need to have for ourselves and for those around us. Yep. But also remember to replenish yourself, replenish your cup. And I have to be quite forward. Last week, we had an amazing lady as a guest.
Passed today?
Sorry?
You said what passed today? Taxes.
Hey, yes. That's the dirty word. So we had an amazing guest last week, and I asked her to help me out with meditation. And I started on Monday working with her. And I am now meditating twice a day, and I have her voice in my head. If only I could have that on recording. But I'm focusing on my meditation 15 minutes in the morning. Ugh, Bob says.
Yeah.
Well, 15 minutes in the morning and a half an hour in the evening. And it's helping. So I'm replenishing myself. I'm trying to do for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Not anything to do.
I'm going to pull a card for Mama.
Oh, Mama.
Mama. Journey by moonlight, believe in magic. Look at this. Cherub playing something.
No.
Yep, but look at the fairy sitting on the thing with the wings. Mm-hmm. There you are. All right, my butterfly princess over there sitting on that branch over that water. If you're meditating, you know, you're bringing that magic back into your life. I think this is perfect. This is getting Mama back. You know, yep. Put on them wings, girl. Put on them wings.
Still a little halo that's a little tarnished, but we're good.
You get it. You get it back.
I know.
Debbie can have another card. Money and finance. Yep.
Most definitely.
Yep, yep, yep. Yep, yep.
Hello from heaven. And I love that it has the little butterfly there. And, well, the dragonfly, but the butterfly too.
Yep.
And it says, your loved ones in the spirit world want to connect with you as much as you want to connect with them. They know you've been thinking of them, and they're sending you signs and symbols to show you how much they love you, to prove they're with you at this time.
Oh, Mama.
I'm not crying. Aww. But yes, thank you very much. And I drew myself a cuss card.
Lord, yeah. God.
You are the best thing that ever happened. Thing ever to happen to you. Go easy on your ass. Buy your own damn drink.
See that? Do you see that? I love these cards.
Okay, so another card for Debbie and Miss Odell came up with a good one. A card for the collective here as a general read.
I like that.
Hey, Diana.
But Debbie said a money finance card. And... what I picked up is you're in a prickly situation. You need both tact and diplomacy to reach your goals. The struggle is worth the prize. Work around the issue to use a gentle touch. So for finances right now, you best be really, really careful.
Yeah.
Okay. Where it says the struggle is worth the prize, this is not going to be an easy thing. Tact and diplomacy means watch everything precisely. You know what I mean? If you haven't reconciled your accounts, if you haven't done those types of things and you haven't, you know, done some accounting for yourself, do that. Know exactly everything before you go any more forward. Just be careful of people trying to trick you to get your money. All right. To you know what I mean? Be very careful. Just be very, very careful right now. Hold on. I'm going to do one more. Air sign, Gemini, Libra. Air sign. Okay. Oh, look at Mama. What is that?
Oh, that's the back of the cards.
All right. The energy is gaining momentum. Okay. Air sign and gaining momentum. All right. You're on the right path. Just be very, very careful. Okay. Mama, what do you got there?
Dragon's Hoard, protecting the future. So, in other words, be very careful with what you have, with everything that you have.
Yeah, knowledge is power too. Know what you have. Mary Jane?
Give back, which sounds funny, but it's saying that in order to receive, you have to give. It's an exchange. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It works both ways.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Everything in life is a give and take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Given
another one. Oh, a collective. Collective. Everybody in here. Okay. For everyone as a whole. All right. Fox Den family members for the night.
And always remember, people, if you ever want a reading, you can always reach out to Gina, Mary Jane, or myself. And we're reasonable. Okay, I'm not that reasonable.
I pulled the progress card again. Out of the 80 cards, okay, and I shuffled this, is what I pulled. All right, it seems like a long slog, but your efforts may pay off soon. Stay on course at least for a few more months before making a change. Okay, again, it's the same thing what we've been saying all night, all right? The general rule is patience. Anybody that wants to make the change, be leery, be patient, be aware, be observant, all those things, progress. Progress, not perfection. Okay. Mary Jane, you want to go next? Or?
Sure. I had to get it. I dropped it on the floor. Dream talk. Uh-huh. So that your dreams are trying to communicate with you. It says your subconscious constantly and subtly speaks through your dreams. It's just one of the many ways in which your soul and those here in the spirit world can reach out and communicate with you through signs, symbols, messages, and more. So pay attention to those things. You see something in your dream, you see it in reality, pay attention to what that is and what it means to you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I have,
yes,
I'm not going to try this name, but he's the seer, the visionary. I chart the stars, signs, and symbols to craft magic. So for me, oops, there we go. He's a hottie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he is. Thor type.
Hey, Uncle. For thank me, you. What this means is that everything you do, is a form of creating magic. Now, some people are like, oh my God, it's a witch. Hello, every woman is a witch because they're stirring something in a pot in the kitchen at the kitchen stove. So we're creating magic, and so everybody creates their own magic. So don't be afraid of it. Just be willing to accept your creations that you bring forward.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like that was a great thing, Ms. Odell, to she want could. To do that for everybody, you know. David, what are you saying here? Your wife and
I are traveling to Newcastle on Monday. She is having an operation on her index finger knuckle to get a cyst removed on Tuesday. She's wanting to come home the same day for her dogs. So
yeah. I keep getting shots. I have to get another one. Tell me how the operation goes.
Matthew of the Bible.
Well, no, you can't do that with this.
No, that's the wrist thing.
No, it's not a cyst like that. It's a hard.
They have some on your fingers too.
I have the thing here that you can smack with the Bible in here, but not this. Not this. Yeah. This thing is hard, hard, hard. And I got an x-ray of it and everything. And they're like, oh, it could be arthritis. It could be a spur. It could be blah, blah, blah. But what I know is it hurts. I get a shot of cortisone in it every few months. And it works until it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would like to know about that operation and how what they did. And, you know, I'd like to see if you could send pictures of what it is. Uh-huh.
Ooh, it's a 5 to 6 hour drive one way.
Oof. But if you can send pictures of what it looks like and what the operation that they plan to do is, I would appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And yes,
that sounds positive for us. Yeah, it does.
Yep, all the cards that we've drawn. I think one of the good things about the readings that we do, there's never anything negative because we don't allow negativity into our circle. So, but yeah, so long as everybody focuses on what they can do and not what they can't do, then everything's going to be fine. Just don't rush it. Take your time. Have patience, which I really hate that word, by the way, because I have this instant gratification disease. I want it now, but it doesn't always happen. So just have patience with yourself and the things that are going on around you. And one step at a time, even baby steps are still steps forward.
Right.
And that color came up twice tonight.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mama, now let's do some for Mary Jane.
Yes. David said, I've been calling it her butt plug knuckle. That is so
adventure, nice. Adventure, 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 and... Ooh, illuminate the shadow. All right. Focus on a situation. What have we been talking about, girl? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This will be an adventure in order to do that. Okay. And the willow spirit and flexibility. Look at this. Mama D, you're going to come flying in and she's going to help me do this. And so am I. But you'll have help. You have help. You know, I told you to do your family thing, help you with your situations and everything that's going on. But illuminate that shadow. That's exactly what you're doing with love and energy and combined energy. And hey, call on some spirit guides to be there as well. You know, because mm-hmm. you got to get your situation under control.
I'm writing it down. All
right, so this one here is Will of the Wisp.
Look at that.
Treasures right. hidden in the shadows.
Well, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love these cards. Can I just say, people, I just, you know, however these cards work, however, whoever is coming through to pull these cards for us, for you, amazing. It's amazing. So, Mama, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What was
your card? Fine.
I'm What did it say about the shadow?
She said there's hidden treasures in the shadows.
Hidden treasures in the shadows. Okay. And we have to illuminate.
Yeah. Because there's always
you have to light them up to find the treasure.
Yeah.
Without the dark.
Yeah, your peace of mind is the treasure. You know, the peace and serenity is your treasure.
Yeah. And David said he will send you some pictures, the before and the after.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Because I, you know, they said that's a, you know, an option for me. And for me right now, the shots are working. So, you know, if I don't have to have an operation, I don't want to. But, you know, how it would depend on how she goes, how it works for her, and how, you know, how long is the healing, all that kind of stuff.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, does anybody else have a question or would like another card?
Yeah, spot on tonight too.
Our reading nights usually only go an hour and a half, so this is keeping up the tradition of just how things fall into place.
Oh. So
there's a certain little brown puppy that would be very pleased about that because she's asked me 3 times to go potty.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then if everybody is happy with, you know, what they have gotten for their answers. If you know, like Mama said, if you wanted to do any other readings, you know, with us personally, you can contact me, Mama D, or Mary Jane, and we get this banner off. Would be happy to help.
Being said,
I'm not sure what's going to happen next week. I do have a show scheduled for Thursday evening. One of our guests that we had on when Mama was off, and she had asked me and Mary Jane to be on her show on that White Shores with the dream card lady, Teresa Chung. And that would be Thursday morning and here, 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's and I'll be working.
Audio only thing. Yeah. So, and then, you know, because it's in the UK, so it'll be like 8 o'clock their time, but 10 in the morning for us.
No, but Scott can show up for the show because he's in the UK.
Yes. Well, I don't know how she airs. I don't know if it's just recording at that point and then she airs at a different time. I'm not really sure how that whole thing.
Yeah, she had mentioned it and I haven't heard anything else since.
Okay, so let us know. And because you guys are members of the Fox, then we will share.
Okay. And everybody, thank you. I was just checking these last little comments there, make sure nothing else was going on.
And JoJo says, I just love listening to y'all. Well, we enjoy having everybody here, questions or no questions. We enjoy that the interaction that we generate with our heart family. So
yeah. Well, thank you, Mary Jane, for
being. Thank you for having me.
Well, we wouldn't have it any other way.
Exactly. It's not like you. It's silly o'clock in the UK. Yes, now it is.
Perfect.
But this next week, if there's a show on, the lovely lady, the host of the show, is in the silly o'clock UK. So you'll be able to, it'll be like an ungodly hour of our morning. So get off your duff and be at the show. I'll make sure I'll make send you the message. I won't be there, so you'll be happy. I won't pick on you.
Well, we'll see if it happens. But our show at night, I'm not sure, because if I go to Massachusetts, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that. I need to go up. Mom is dealing with a lot. Family's dealing with a lot. I need some prayers for the family, all that kind of stuff. So fingers crossed.
She and her family and her thoughts and prayers and send her nothing but light, love, light and love and positivity.
Yeah.
You can have life too.
Okay.
And just send it out to everybody. Just, you know, but focus a little bit more on Gina and her.
Sprinkle that shit everywhere.
Right? Exactly. That's Dave's line. Sprinkle that shit everywhere.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, we'll see what's happening.
Yeah, we'll let you know. And oh, by the way, if anybody doesn't know, I do post all of our stuff, advertisements for the show on TikTok and on Instagram. So y'all can figure out how to follow me there. Because if you don't, and I can't, just send me a message and I'll send you my whatever link thing.
Awesome.
TikTok. Awesome. Before they cancel it.
Oh, right, I know.
They're always singing on there too.
Yeah. Always something, never nothing. They'll make something else. And then something else. Someone else will come up with something that you can get into TikTok, even if you can't get into TikTok. So,
well, if they sell TikTok, it'll stay on. It'll stay on here.
Money, 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 money.
Exactly. Well, maybe Mr. Twitter will buy it now.
Who knows?
Elon Musk.
Who knows? Who knows? All right. Bon enough,
there you go. We love you. We hate to leave you, but there's a brown puppy over here going, pee, I gotta pee.
Okay. All right. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye. We thank you so much for joining us for another episode of The Fox Den with Gina B and Mama D. We are here every Thursday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you a variety of guests, streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, as well as our Anchor audio venues. We hope you enjoyed our show and our guest, and we would love it if you would go to our YouTube channel, The Fox Den with Gina B and Mama D, subscribe, and definitely hit that notification button to never miss a show. We'll see you all next week, and subscribers, watch for our pop-up shows as well.